Mama would call to one of us kids, be sure and close the chicken house door.
Well, is there something else you keep, a mama chicken and her little...
A little cubs. But that cub was, that little chicken house was big enough that those cubs that that old hen went in with them biddies, well, she never did set with about two hens a spring because she'd hatch off maybe 35 biddies with the two hens, put 15 to 17 eggs under. Well, that's all the chicken she could take care of with her scraps and bread, you know. And that cub was in there, and you shut that little door, and she was in there with them. Of course, it was...
And this was separate from the chicken house?
No, it was up under the, in the chicken house to the side.
I see.
Where the chicken's roost wouldn't fall, they wouldn't do...
It was inside the
chicken
house?
Yeah, they were fashioned up in there, too, to keep
what
the fox.
What was it made of?
Oh, just a old plank and things. Papa would make a house and sort of a little gable to it, you know, for the old hens and a sliding door. Of course, there was little cracks where she wouldn't smother.
Did you ever hear the little baby chickens called Deedees?
Yeah, Deedees, and I call my old cow. What did I call her? Deedee. Deedee. Just any time of night, I used to fish a lot.
Did
when
you?
When I'd want to go fishing, I had a little Cherokee cow, and I'd milk her before I left. And we'd get up maybe 2 o'clock, and my neighbor says, I can tell when you're going to fish, and I can hear you call Teeny.
Oh, really?
I let him know he wouldn't hear me, and I said, Deedee. I'd see her coming.
Is that right?
Yeah, she'd come and I'd milk her. And by sundown that evening, he'll tell it if I don't. I'd say, we better go home. And he'd say, we'd be catching fish. And we'd be 50 miles from home across in Louisiana. I'd say, well, you know, I got to milk that cow. She hadn't been milked since 2 o'clock.
Oh, poor cow.
You know what? I said, I'm going to build a trailer. Put it behind the car
and
put the cow in it.
Milk her and get
on the milk.
Oh, let's go on with that word.
Well, you were just telling me, you just said two things I want to follow a little bit farther, but I have this feeling I'd better check this first, just a second. I've got some more space. You mentioned varmints now.
Well, I meant coons and possums or a fox.
Old cats?
No, mostly it was a fox or a possum. I learned from this old colored woman that an opossum finds something to eat, like a chicken, and he can get him a chicken. He's got a herd that'll follow him, say a dozen possums.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got a big old barrel out there we burn trash in, and then when it gets full, David loads up and carries it to the bayou, down to his trash pile. One night we was in our storm pit, and my chicken house was right there at it, and there was a possum. I had fixed this house, I didn't think possums could get up there. I moved my board and my thing they went up on every night. There was a big old possum up there with sitting up there with my hens and them just a cackling.
Sitting up there with your
hens? We knocked him out, and my Catahoula hog dog got a hold of
your
him.
Your what?
A Catahoula hog dog. Very big old dog.
Now that's something you all have heard.
And he wallered that old possum, and possum, and I said, well, he's dead. Come on back in, Bowser. Next morning, the possum was gone. He played dead, but he wasn't.